was a princess named Alice.
那在英国的一个公主的名字叫做 Alice。
Alice had a daughter who had diphtheria.
What's it?
It's a disease of the throat that eventually closes up.
啊，白喉，白喉病是吧？吴教授，啊，白喉 ，OK， 黄教授，白喉，白喉，就是那个喉咙呢，有一层那个，然后会到后来会变成把它封闭，然后不能呼吸，是不是这样？可以这样说哈。
This was something that
他的孩子有这样的毛病。
Usually it was deadly.
那通常呢是会就是会有死的可能。
So the doctors warned the princess not to get close to the baby as far as kissing it and getting any of the breath of it because it might affect her.
医生就警告这个妈妈说呢，你最好不要跟你的孩子太靠近，你亲他抱他的时候，你的这个呼吸呢，跟他的呼吸呢，你要注意，要有一个距离。
And as a mother's heart, when her child was getting worse and she was gasping for breath, and the mother took her up in her arms and tried to hold her and comfort her, and the little child whispered to her, "Mother, kiss me."
那每一次呢，在这个孩子很难过，因为他那个气会很缺气哈，然后他很难过的时候，这个孩子会跟妈妈说：“妈妈，抱着我，然后亲我，好不好？”
And without a thought, without even thinking, she bent down and kissed her child.
那么这个公主，这个妈妈呢，她根本一点都没有去在意的，就在孩子要求的时候，她就赶快去亲近他，去亲他。
And of course, this was her death warrant. She died from that.
那后来当然她就死了。
You see, God so loved us that He sent His Son, the one that He loved, the one that meant most to Him. But because He loved us so much, recognized our failure, our sin, our disobedience, that He couldn't hold back, but He gave His very best for us.
同样的，我们的神太爱我们了，爱我们爱到的地步呢，虽然我们抵挡他，虽然我们反抗他，我们离弃他，可是呢，他却让他的儿子来靠近我们这些必死的、这些灭亡的人。
Many times we're like the little girl that during the storm, she cried out for her father and he came in. And when she said, "Daddy, I'm scared," and he said, "But Jesus is here with you," and she said, "But Daddy,I want a Jesus with skin on it."
那有一个小孩子呢，他每一次有这种闪电打的时候就很害怕，然后呢，爸爸就来安慰他说：“你不要害怕哈，耶稣跟你在一起。”这个孩子说：“我知道，可是呢，我要一个可以看得到、摸得到的，就是有这个皮肤、有摸得到的一个神，一个耶稣。”
So in our humanity, we feel like we need something concrete that can comfort us.That we can see or feel someone that we can look eye to eye to, and we forget the greatest treasure of all.
人性呢有这种自然的人性，就是我们希望我们要的，我们可以摸得到，我们可以看得到，但是我们忘记了那个最宝贝的、最有能力的。
Robert Browning, his wife was named Elizabeth. She married him. He was a famous poet, and she married him.
有名的诗人呢，他太太叫做伊丽莎白。
Her family was very upset, and they disowned her.
所以呢，因为她嫁给一个可能是穷诗人哈，所以她的这个女方呢的家人就是不再认她做他们的家人。
She too was a great writer.
那这个女孩子本身也是一个诗人。
She loved her mother and father. She did everything she could for them.
那She loved her own.
Yes, her mother and father.
那么她本身呢，这个孩子，这个女的呢，这个妻子呢，伊丽莎白呢，她很爱她自己的父母亲，她可以为她父母亲做一切的事情。
She would send them beautiful, love letters to them, telling them how much she cared and how much she loved.
有时候她就会写一些书哈，表达那个信哈，表达她的爱，对父母亲的爱，然后表达她的关心。
She did this for 10 years.
十年来都不断的写这些信。
And one day a package came from her mother and father.
有一天，她就接到一个从父母亲寄来的一个包裹，小包裹。
I'm sure for the moment she was thrilled.
那当然，她接到时候心里很高兴，很兴奋。
But when she opened that package, it was all the letters she had ever sent them unopened.
但是没有想到，当他打开的时候呢，他所接到这个包裹竟然是他写的那十年来写的信，完全没有被打开，放在里面，原封的退回来。
As some of those letters have been seen and maybe even published, they have said they are some of the most beautiful literary work in English language.
那么在他的这个信里面呢，有很多呢是很美的那种文章哈，所以甚至后来都被公布出来了一些很美的文章。
Letters, no doubt, of comfort, letters of confirmation of her love, all types of feelings she had, but they missed them.
这些啊，这个信里面充满着他的爱，他的关心，他的表达。可是问题是，他没有开的时候就错过了。
So Jesus did not only send his son to show our tremendous love, but he sent his love letters, his word, the Bible.
神不但只有差遣他的爱子来表达他对人的爱，而且呢，他把他的对我们的爱呢放在他的话里面，就像一封信一样要给人。
And many have lost, just like those parents.The richness, the power that's in God's word for you.
很多的丰富，很多的爱跟能力就在神的话里面呢。但是很多人就像那个父母亲一样，不看不打开的话，就错过了。
The world can call the Bible good literature.
那这个世界呢，把这个圣经呢，把它叫做是一个很好的文学作品。
Good history.
称作是一个历史的书。
Good wisdom in Psalms and Proverbs.
称作是一个箴言，一个智慧的言语。
But it may hold all of that, but that's not what it is. It is a love letter sent from God to man.
但是圣经真正的内容是神把他的爱的这个信呢寄给我们这些人。
And sometimes it's just not real to us.
有时候我们会觉得不是很真实。
And we neglect it in the times when we need it the most.
那在我们最需要的时候呢，因为我们不觉得真实，我们错过了，所以我们就错过了。
Sometimes we take it as it belongs to others. And I know that he gave different persons different promises. And many times I've wondered, Lord, do they really matter to me? You gave them to someone else.
有时候你认为神的话好像是给某一些人、某一个人的，他们常常有神的应许，可是呢，难道你也会给我吗？你怀疑。
But most of them, as you read them, they're not something secret between those people. It's not just something that he's giving to them. He's saying, this is what I have. This is what I can give to anyone.
事实上呢，为什么那些人领受神的话成为一个应许呢？不是那么的什么好像奥秘你不懂，而是呢，对那个人来讲，就是给他的，也是给你的，就是很平实的，他有那种对神的那种真实呢，所以他领受了，对你也是一样。
The title of my sermon is a scripture verse, and it goes like this, and I want you not to think of it as a scripture verse, but I want you to think of it as God through Jesus saying this,To you.
那今天早上我们要看的一个经节呢，我不要你说这是一个某一章某一节的话，不是这样想。当你念的时候呢，你看到是神借他的儿子对你讲的话。
Why are you troubled?
为什么你心愁烦呢？
And why do these thoughts arise up in your heart?
为什么你的心起了怀念，起了疑念呢？这个是在路加第24章38节。你为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？神借着耶稣对我们发了这两个问题。
This he means for all of us.
这个是对每一个人讲的。
He's a father.
他是爸爸。
And a father's love is dear.
神是一个爸爸，爸爸的爱是非常亲切的。
This father's love is even more dear because it's the source of all love.
那么这一位天上的父亲甚至过于我们地上的父亲的爱跟能力，因为他是所有这个世界的一切的那个泉源资源。
The Lord cares for all things in his creation.In his providence for the universe, God is there.
神造这个世界，他的爱，他的关心也在他所造的这个世界里面的人事物。
I'm not an authority in any of these areas when we talk about the universe and creation and the other things that God keeps in place. But doesn't it seem so wonderful? That this earth is so calculated, so specifically calculated that it runs like a clock.
我本身呢不是一个这个科学或者是这个宇宙的哈这个有专精研究的人，但是我总是很高兴很感谢说神所造的这个宇宙这个世界呢这么的精密，它的运作一切呢就像一个很准的一个时钟一样。
And that he just made the world and put it in order the way he wanted it to be.
神按照他的想法，他的心意呢，把它放在他要的这样的一个方法，一个把这个世界整个就按照他的次序。
Birth was God's order.
是神啊、
birth.
OK, 好，那个生命呢啊、是神自己的命定。
This is the way it was going to happen from time until the end of time.
是从开始然后到结束。
And no matter what scientist does, men are not going to have babies.
不管科学家怎么样努力。
And I'll tell you why.
Wait.
Men will not have babies.
哦，男人啊，我以为是人类啊，对不起哈，不管人怎么努力哈，男人绝对不会生孩子，对不起。
And I'll tell you the reason why, because most men, many scientists are men and they don't want the pain and problems.
那我告诉你一个有点笑话哈，因为男人呢，很多科学家就是男人啊，他们知道他们不希望有这个生产的痛苦。
But beside that, God created, He put it down the way it should be, and it goes on like clockwork.
神很有组织，很有次序地安置好这个一切宇宙的一切，然后就这样子很精准地在运作。
But also beyond that, He did it for man.
不但是又这样子，我们看他做什么。
His providence is over man. What is the way our basic desires and those things, the urges that makes us go on and the things that makes us want to live and all those kind of things God put into all men.
他不但只有安置，而且呢，他还管理，他还在这里调理，他把一些人的意愿，他把一切所有的这种需要呢，都在那里做一个好像这个安排一样。
But he has a special providence.Over his children.
但是他有对人类对于他的儿女一个特别的、啊、一个他自己的心意。
Through Jesus Christ we were born into the family.
他的儿子耶稣呢是要降生在一个家庭里面的。
Because of that tremendous privilege, you and I have great privileges.
是因为神有这样的一个计划，你跟我才有这种权益成为他的儿女。
And sometimes we don't even touch them.
有时候呢，这样的权益呢，我们连碰都没有，有时候我们都错过没有碰到。
We don't even understand them.
我们不了解。
We don't know how to reach them.
我们不知道该怎么去领受。
Now he tells us that the angels of the Lord, they encamp around about them that fear him.
圣经告诉我们，神的使者，他的使者呢，围绕在这些敬畏他的人的身边。
Our blood belongs to him.
我们是属于他的。
You say then why are some of his saints killed?
那你说为什么呢？有他如果在保护我们，为什么有一些这些信徒呢？他们也被迫害、被杀了呢？
Because there are those he chose for the special blessing of being those that can cry out in Revelation and say, how long before our blood is avenged? They're in white robes. They're in heaven. They're waiting. They're going to have a tremendous reward. It's, you see, his thinking is not just for today.
看我记不记得哈 ？It's not really only long 哈。好，你知道哈，在启示录里面有一个地方告诉我们，神有他特定的数目，到数目满了，那个时候就是这个神掌权，就是这个世界的结束的时候了。为什么有一些信徒爱主的人被杀害呢？因为是神特别的拣选这些人，等于说他们是配被伤害的。因为他们为主死的时候呢，他们就成为那个数目里面其中的一个，可以跟主说，主啊，什么时候快到了吗？就是这些人来满足神的那个数目，好带来神的这种最后的掌权。
You know that God said precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
在啊神的眼中，他信徒的死是很宝贝的。
Yes, we weep and we grieve over them.
我们在人的死亡之下呢，我们会很难过，很伤痛。
But in God's sight, in Jesus' sight, they're coming home.
但是呢，在神的眼中，在主耶稣的心目中呢，看着一个圣徒，一个神的儿女的在世上日子的结束呢，等于是。欢迎他回家。
It's a time when he'll look at us face to face.
是那个我们跟神面对面的时候。
When the air we breathe is not polluted, but is celestial air.
当你跟神面对面的时候，那个空气就不是污染的空气了，是新鲜的空气。
That the hand we grasp is the hand of our living Lord.
当你抓着的时候，你牵着那个手呢，是那一位真真实实那位永活神的手。
Where our pain and our sickness and our arthritis is all gone.
所有你的这些疼痛呢？你的身体的病痛呢、啊、到那个时候就没有了。
So sometimes we fear death, but he's saying it's precious to me to know that my child has made it and that they're coming home.
我们所惧怕的死亡对神来讲所以是宝贝的，因为我们回到家了。
See, if we begin to think and realize some of these precious things that are to God and what we think is so hard and what we think is so bad,is really in God's sight something that shall be wonderful.
所以有时候你心你在想说这些不好的，这些对我是很难过的事情，可是在神的眼光中的看法却不一样，有时候是很宝贝的，而且是好的。
He tells us that all things shall work together for good that are called according to Him.
因为神叮咛我们说呢，凡事要互相效力，好的不好的都要互相运作，然后呢，叫爱主的人会得到好处。
You might say,Why do you mean everything work together for good?
什么叫做凡事互相效力呢？
Every once in a while, my mother will say, "Wonder why we got hit the worst."
从这个啊飓风之后呢，我妈妈偶尔就出来这个问题，说为什么是我们家被吹坏了呢？
Sometimes she can't quite understand why our house was so wrecked.
她不了解说为什么就是他们家别家没有，就是我家没有，她家有，她在怀疑这一点。
But then she'll say, well, God must have something for us.
那我总是回答她说呢，神一定有他很美的一个意思。
You see, we have to think this way if we're going to be blessed of God.
如果你愿意领受神的福气，你的想法就要调整到这样的一个想法。
If we don't grasp hold of His promises, then we go the other way of anxiety, and then maybe bitterness and hurt and all the other things that torment our soul.
如果你的想法不循着神这种心意的想法的话，那你会往另外一个苦毒。埋怨或者是充满着一些你的侵蚀你的这个心灵的这些想法去的那种消极的想法。
Many things I look back now and I think, yes, Lord, you were right. What happened was really working together.
很多事情我回顾的时候呢，我有一个结论就是说，神啊，你是对的，你总是对的。
He's our Savior that wants to cheer us.And wants to comfort us.
他是那一位愿意安慰我们，愿意来鼓励我们的一位主，一位救主。
Now, you can understand this. Maybe your husband is sort of one that doesn't like too much emotion.
或许呢，有一些妻子可以了解说，你的先生呢不是那种有那种很丰富的感情的人。
And he just lost his job.
那最近呢，他刚好又丢了工作。
And he's feeling pretty low.
然后呢，情绪很低落。
And so you go over to him and you try to put your arms around him and try to comfort him and he pushes you away.
那当你知道说他现在需要安慰你，想去安慰他，拍拍的时候，他却把你推开了。
I don't need that.
我不需要这个。
When in reality he does.
那事实上他需要的，他呢就是不接受这种表达方法。
But he's missed something.
那这样的话他就错过了。
He's missed a heart that cares about him.
他错过了那种关怀。
He missed the feeling of knowing that someone was putting themselves in his place.
他错过了别人用同理的心同情他，跟他一起在难过。
And so many times Christ wants to comfort us, but we sort of shove it aside and say, why did this happen? Why did that person act that way? Why did this do? We push aside the comfort.That he wishes to give us.
很多时候呢，我们在一个情况里面呢，我们就一直抱怨，或者是自己在绕圈子。为什么是我？为什么是这样的时候，我们就错过了主耶稣真的是要安慰我们、鼓励我们的那个这样的一个心意。
You are in His care.
你是在神的关心的里面的。
Now what you do with that fact is going to be up to you.
那你怎么领受面对神的这种关心神的爱呢？是你的决定。
He is there.
他就在这里。
He has his, you know, we are the apple of his eye.
你知道吗？我们就像他眼中的这个苹果一样。
His regal treasure.
是他的宝贝。
I don't know why they use apple.They use apple several times in the Bible.
我不晓得为什么圣经用
苹果的字
用了那么多，都不用。
You're the cherry of his eye, but I think he's just trying to say there.
或者是那个 cherry, 那个樱桃啦，为什么不用是用苹果呢？
You are something very delicious to me.
不管是什么，苹果是很好吃的。
Why should you then feel inferior in front of this old world that does nothing but change and fuss and fight and go on and the bitterness is and the hurts and the wars? No, you're the apple of his eye. You're delicious to him. Allow yourself to be delicious to him.
你对神的话是很美的滋味的。为什么我们要把自己就把它埋在这个世界里面的这种善变的世界里面的一些问题啦，或者是我们的那种很多很多的难处里面，然后我们就忘记了我们是神眼中的宝贝。
Now I'm talking to you today.
今天早上我是对你讲的。
Every one of you who know him.
那对于特别是对于每一个认识神的人。
This is what you are to him.
你对他是宝贝的，就像一个苹果一样。
One scripture tells us that he's a vineyard over which he watches day and night.
那圣经告诉我们，神对你呢，日夜都看顾。
The vineyard must be carefully taken care of. The grapes, the fruit must be taken care of.
他看顾你，就像看顾那个葡萄园那个葡萄哈，因为它是很脆弱的，它需要日也看，夜也去照顾它。
Sometimes he has to cut off some of the bad leaves.
那我们就像他的葡萄园，有时候呢，有一些不好的没有用的，要把它剪掉，那些杂质要剪掉。
That hurts.
那剪的时候当然会痛。
Sometimes he's trying to make the grow, put something on to make it grow a little better.
有时候呢，也要加一点那些肥料啦，加点东西，让它呢尝起来甜一点。
Now I always eat fruit in the morning, berries.
早上呢，我总是吃这个梅子哈，那个叫怎么讲？什么 berry 什么梅
？So I every morning I would get my blueberries.
蔓越莓 ，OK.
And every morning I would get my blueberries, and then when I couldn't, I would go to Costco's and they had some kind of three berry type of thing.
那在 Costco 我买到有三种梅在一起，其中一个是大概就你讲的，然后有个蓝莓，还有个什么没有。
And even in Taiwan, the Lord had them at Costco's, so I could have my berries.
那我很感谢神，到台湾去竟然也有 Costco 哈，所以呢，在那里我也买到这个梅。
And sometimes they were so sour.
那有时候呢，吃起来不是甜的，是酸的。
But I ate them because they were supposed to be good for me.
那我吃它是因为它对我有好处。
But last week I went to Costco's and I got another, and it's a new brand.
那上个礼拜我在 Costco 买到一个新的。
And I opened them for the first time this morning.
那今天早上我刚打开。
And when I was eating them, I thought, oh, these are good.
我就说，哎呀，这一次的可是好吃，非常好吃。
They're not sour.
不酸的。
I was enjoying them so much.
我太享受了。
And so God takes you as your vineyard and tries to get that sourness out of you.
所以就像这样子，有时候会酸，对不对？那神就尽量把你改良，把那个酸的味道拿掉，要把你弄成呢，塑造成最美的、最可口的。
So when you go around like this all the time,And you're just, well, you can't hardly stand anything or anybody. Probably you don't know Jesus, but if you do, then you're a sour Christian.
如果你在这个整个的环境里面呢，充满着苦毒，充满着里面很好像很幽暗的这样的一个情绪的话，那你真的是不知道你是神的儿女，而且呢，你会成为一个有酸味的一个基督徒。
Do you know he says that every hair of your head are numbered?
你知道吗？圣经上告诉我们，你的头发的数目，神都算准了，神都算过了。
Actually, right now, he is subtracting mine. Mine is getting so thin.
我想神要每天算我的，因为我每一天呢都在掉头发哈。他的我也是了哈。他的。
But he knows every hair on your head.
但是记得。
Now that is not.
他数过每一根头发。
That's not just a saying. That's a reality.
这个不是形容而已哦，这是一个事实。
Because he knows you so well.
意思是说他太了解你，他太认识你了。
How else could he tell you how well he knows you unless he says, I know even every hair on your head?
还有什么话可以更表达说我太了解你了，比这个说你连你的头发的数目我都知道，这个话呢更能让你知道说神那么的了解你。
Oh, he could have said, I know you by your two eyes.
或者呢他可以说呢我认识你的两个眼睛。
Well, two isn't very much.
两个太少了，对不对？两个眼睛有什么了不起的？
But when he says, I know you by the hairs of your head,
如果他跟你说你的头发我都算清楚的时候，那这个认识可就算了。
What I'm trying to do this morning with God's help, and I've asked God to help, is to open your heart to the love of God.
今天我是有一个目的，我求神帮助我用这些话语让你真的是打开你的眼睛，看到领受到神对你的爱是怎么
样的。 Don't just talk about it.
不要只是用讲的而已。
Don't just sing about it.
不是要只用唱的而已。
But in your heart begin to realize God loves me.
在你的心里面真真实实的抓到这样的真理，神爱我，我这个人。
Some of you have had low self-esteem.
有的人自我信心不够，有自我低的价值感。
Some have felt that yourself, that you know you've made many mistakes and you've failed and you don't feel so good about yourself.
有的人常常在回想自己的失败，常觉得自己呢什么都做不了。
But he doesn't care about that.
这些神都不管的，他不在意的。
All he wants you to know is that he loves you.
他只要你知道他爱你。
And that gives you your self-esteem.
这样就够你来有你自己的自我价值。
That the God of heaven really, really cares about you.
天上的神他真的是那么的关心你。
Let his love be a spiritual pain pill to your doubts and fears.
如果你心里有忧愁有疑惑的话，让他的爱成为你的这个解痛的一个特效药。
Satan uses doubts and fears.
魔鬼要把忧愁要把疑惑放到你的心里面去。
To constantly make you question, does God really love me?
常常让你起疑惑，真的有神吗？神真的爱我吗？
Let me tell you, when there's sin, get rid of it. But otherwise, God loves you no matter how you feel.
在你就是在你在主耶稣面前成你的罪，你的罪被遮盖之后，被赦免之后呢，不管你是怎么样的情况，神是非常爱你的。
Because he said, I will never leave you.
因为他答应你说呢，我绝对不撇下你。
Nor will I forsake you.
而且呢，不会撇下你，我不离开你，也不会撇下你。
He went on to say, Fear not. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward.
他说呢，我是你的一个保证。他说你不要害怕，我是一个保证，我会给你很大的赏赐。
I don't know how it makes him to feel when so many of us just can't reach it.
当我没有办法去触摸到这种保证的时候呢，我们就很容易 很害怕。我们就是不容易打开我们的心来领受。
That can't seem to let the things that of the world that's so much a part of us that consumes us when really we should be consumed with the thought, I'm God's child.
你没有好好对准，好好抓取领受神这边这个事实，说我是神的儿女，而反而呢对准的世界所给你的压力，所给你的害怕忧愁在这里面。
If we can grasp a word,The divine word with a personal, appropriate faith that belongs to just me.
我希望你今天所持守、所抓到的真理是神对你的，是你这个人的，你自己本身的就是针对你的。
What gives me faith may not give you faith, but whatever works, whatever is, but that the faith begins to build.Grasp hold of the divine word. You may read something in the Bible and suddenly it seems to mean something to you. It, It sort of stands out. Grasp that. Don't let the devil take it. Don't let the world take it, but hold on to it with all that you have.
如果你有这样的信心的话，然后你面对神的话的时候，话神的话在你的生命里面是真实的，然后你就抓着神的话，它就是真的。
Remember,
不要让这个世界，不要让魔鬼来抢夺这个你跟神的关系。
Remember what Jesus said to Peter.
耶稣对彼得说什么，你记得吗？
I have prayed for thee that thy faith faileth not.
我为你祷告。
I don't think he just meant that for Peter.
那这样的话呢，不是只有对彼得讲。
I believe he's on the right hand of the Father now, praying for us.
他对彼得说，你，我为你祷告，使你不要跌落。那这个时候呢，主耶稣就在为我们祷告。
Lord, I got somebody down there that's really in trouble, and their faith is faltering. Lord, touch them.
他正在为你祷告，正在跟天父说，天父啊，某某人在那里心里很低落，他为我们祷告。
There was a time I was going through a real spiritual battle.
有一次我有一段时间呢，我在属灵上很多的挣扎。
And I leaned my head up against the refrigerator, and I said, Oh, I said, Lord, I guess I've failed. I'm failing.
我记得有一次呢，我的头就靠在冰箱上，我这样子说呢，我失败了，我没有办法了。
No, I remember now. I said, Lord, I said, Satan, I guess you've won this time.
我甚至呢这样对魔鬼撒旦说的，你这次你赢了。
And suddenly there came something to my heart that strengthened my heart, that lifted that load, and I was so deeply grateful for the faith that he gave to me.
就在那个时候，我可以很清楚地感受到有一个力量啊进来帮助我、扶持我，我可以知道神把信心加给我。
For he knew I wanted to serve him.
因为他知道我的心里是要服侍他的。
He does pray for us.
他为我们祷告，为我们祈求。
You see, we lose a lot by not reading the Word of God.
你知道吗？当你不在意、不去念神的话的时候，你实在是错过很多。
I know in church we're reminded, sometimes we're given a plan how to read the Bible through the year, but if you only knew what you're missing.
有时候教会会用尽办法推动我们，给我们方法去念圣经，可是呢，我希望我们真的知道，当我们不念的时候，我们错过有多少。
I had a friend of mine that said, you know, when I read the Psalms, I put my name in there.
有一个我的朋友呢，他每一次念诗篇的时候，就把我这个人的我的名字呢放在里面，当那个主持。
And they begin to come real to his heart.
他说这样对我就很真实了。Do you want them to practice?
You know, when they saw him walking on the water.
当门徒们看着耶稣走在水面上的时候
I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about that often. They were in a terrible storm.
我希望你想思考这一个点，然后呢也常常思考，他们正碰到一个风暴。
And they saw Jesus walking on the water.
然后他们看到耶稣从那水面上这样走过来。
And the words that he said was, Fear not.It is I.
耶稣这样说，不要怕，是我，是我。
Maybe we need to think and see these things and see him walking on the troubled waters of our lives and recognize that he's saying to us, "Fear not, I'm here."
当你正在这个人生的这些波浪里面的时候，请你一定要听到耶稣，而且看到耶稣向你走过来，跟你说，不要怕，是我。
I would trust that the Holy Ghost would help you to realize these are yours.
我希望今天早上圣灵帮助我们真的是领受到这些话是给你的。不要怕，是我。
Forget others. We love people. They're ours. But when it comes to our own spiritual life, forget others.
当你在走这个属灵的路，你跟神的关系的时候呢，把别人割开吧。
Instead of help, they may bring harm. But you can always Trust Jesus.
在人之间呢，等一下是伤害，等一下是彼此建立，但是不管怎么样，就只有你跟神之间好好的走这一条路。
Let's accept the fact that we can go into the high tower, which is the name of God, and find our shelter.
我们就这样子 正对这个我们最高的这个我们的啊灯塔和我们的一个我们的啊山寨呢往那里去，然后呢我们就住在里面。
Remember, he said that you can come under my wing and I'll take care of you.
神也答应我们，你要在我的翅膀下，让我来照顾你，让我来帮助你。
Why do we go through so much trouble? Because we try it in ourselves. We're confused. We don't know which way to turn. How many times have you thought, I don't know which way to turn? I don't know where to find help. I don't know what to do. Well, then turn to Jesus.
为什么我们常常会落入很多的这个麻烦跟困难跟这个愁烦里面呢？因为我们靠着自己在找出路。那你说呢，我真的不知道，我就是因为找不到出路，那你就找主耶稣吧。
And begin to believe him.
相信他吧。
Begin to understand where you stand with Jesus today.
了解，这个时候，如果你相信，你就跟他是在一起的。
If there's sin in your life, he said, I can forgive you.
如果在你的生命里面有一些错失的话，耶稣答应你，他要原谅你。
If there's doubts and fears, then you must begin to believe the love of God.
如果是你的疑惑的话，那么你就开始要相信神对你是爱的。
Do you need to learn how to accept that you've been accepted by God?
你要接受一个事实，这个事实就是你已经被神接受了。我再讲一次，你要接受，你要去认定一个事实，你自己已经被神接纳了。
Sometimes we say I just can't feel good enough.
有时候你说我有时候感受上就不太好。
I'm not really sure whether God accepts me or not.
我实在是不知道神有没有真的接纳我。
The only thing that keeps him from accepting us would be the sins in our lives, and we need to get rid of that. But otherwise, you have been accepted.
只有一个情况下你跟神是分开的，那就是你。有罪，你跟你有得罪神的地方，你有罪，不然的话，你可以求神原谅你，不然的话，神跟你之间的关系是不会断绝的。
When you were born in the family of God, He accepted you.
当你在神的家庭里面进入他的家庭之后呢，他就已经接纳你，原原本本的接纳你了。
Maybe this morning we need to come and thank God for the deep love.And realizing that he has accepted you.
今天早上除了你要领受你要体认之外呢，我们还要来感谢他，感谢他如此的没有条件的接纳我们。
Maybe this is a time to really say, Oh God, I accept the grace of God.
今天是这样的一个时机，你要跟神说，神啊，我要来接受，就说我要承认你真的是这样子接纳我的神。
I accept Your love.
我接受你的爱。
You're accepted, like I said, because Jesus has forgiven you.
你接受主耶稣对你的宽恕。
It doesn't depend on your feelings.
所以不是建立在你的感觉上面。
Some of you may be feeling depressed and feel God so far away from you.
有的人在这种沮丧里面觉得神离我好远啊。
Some of you may be spiritually dry.
有的人在属灵里面枯干啊。
You've not been keeping up your love language with him.
因为你跟神之间的
You've not been reading the way you should. You just feel dry spiritually.
如果你跟神之间这个爱的语言没有畅通，没有沟通的话，慢慢的你就会有这种枯干的感觉。
Maybe some of you feel hurt.
或许有的人心里面有一些伤害。
Some of you may feel unworthy this morning.
有人觉得说我实在是没有什么价值。
But you see, it doesn't depend on my works. By grace are we saved. It's free.
在神的面前
Jesus paid it.
不是因为你做了什么，而是在神的面前领受他很自由的，很没有条件的这样的一个爱。
Maybe you're a young Christian.
或许你是刚刚信主的年轻的基督徒。
But this is as much yours as if you've been a Christian 20 years.
即使你刚刚信主，跟那些信了主一二十年的人一样，你有的是神完美丰盛的爱。
You belong to him.
你属于神。
I wonder even unbelievers.
甚至我们当中如果有还没有确定相信的人
You can ask him to help you to believe.
你要求他帮助你来相信。
It's a wonderful thing.
是一个很棒的事。
I was telling Su Lin in the car this morning about a family in Taiwan.
今天早上我在车上跟淑玲谈一个台湾的家庭。
The father had cancer.
爸爸啊得了癌症。
And his son was a Christian, his son's wife was a Christian, and the son kept telling him about Jesus, and many of us went and talked with him, prayed with him. But
那他的儿女呢、
nothing.
是基督徒，可是这个爸爸呢他没有信主，所以呢就四周又有人去跟他谈这个福音，还有跟为他祷告。
Just couldn't seem to believe.
但是对他来讲他不能相信。
One morning he woke up.
有一个早上他醒过来的时候。
And he said to his daughter, I think it was Wendy, that his daughter-in-law, and he said, I saw a great light, and he said it was Jesus, and I want to know Jesus.
他就见到了光，所以他跟他的媳妇说呢，我昨天睡觉见到了光，所以我想更认识这个光就是耶稣。
You see, the great light made him want to know, but he had to seek to know him.And he did. He found out. He found Jesus that day. And if I remember correctly, he died that day.
那他呢？神启示给他自己，用光启示他。可是他必须要去寻求这个光是谁。所以呢，就在那一天，他找到了主耶稣，找到了永恒的生命。就在那一天，就在那一天，他死了。
I think it's time that you and I take our place.As true children of God.
今天就是这个时候呢，你一定要好好的来领受你是神的儿女的这样的一个真实的一个时候。
Trusting Him, believing Him, knowing He loves you, knowing that you're the apple of His eye, knowing that He said, my eye goes to and fro across the world, not that it would harm you, but for your good. He is really what He says.That he is.
好好的相信他，依靠他，确定你是他的宝贝，知道说他每一天都在看顾你，日日夜夜都很关心你，他爱你。
And we need to open our heart to that.
你需要敞开你的心来接受这些。
And I would like those who would like to come this morning just to say, Oh God, help me to believe. Help me to know I'm accepted. Help me to realize your love. Help me to open myself to the fullness of your love in my life.
如果你有这样的心愿的话，今天早上让我们来祷告，让我们来祷告。求神帮助我打开我的心，打开我的意愿，让我愿意领受他的爱，真的是接受神这种没有条件接纳我的爱。
So this morning as Jennifer plays, I'm asking those of you, maybe some of you just want to stay at your seat, but if there are those of you who would just like to come and ask God,To open your heart to His love. To recognize what you mean to Him.
今天早上我要邀请，如果你有这样的意愿，要真的抓住神爱你，很真实的建立你跟神之间的关系的这样弟兄姐妹，或是留在椅子上，或是你认为你要出来到前面来祷告，我们在就在这个时候，我们就来跟神祈求。
You mean so much to Him.
跟神说，你要，而且呢，你要知道你是神的宝贝，让今天你的祷告确定确认你真的是在神的眼中是有价值的。
If there is, just come. We're going to
如果有这样的弟兄姐妹，你愿意到前面来，我们可以来祷告。Amen.让神的爱很真实的在每个人的生命里面。长阔高深的爱。
You can just come and stand if you like.
如果你不出来，你可以站起来。
Oh, that God would break our heart with His love this morning.
愿早上神的爱浇灌，融化我们的心。
Would He open to us how we are accepted before Him?
让我们今天打开眼睛，看到我们是怎么样被神所接纳的。
That our people can recognize and grow in the graces of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们真的体识到我们在主的面前到底有多大的意义。不要错失领受神的爱这样的体认。神不勉强我们，可是神那么的乐意来满足我们。有时候我们忽略了，有时候我们白白的受痛苦。他说为什么忧愁呢？为什么疑惑呢？不要害怕，不要丧胆。主耶稣就像当初那句话那么的清楚告诉我们，孩子，我就在这里，是我，不要怕。
Okay. Father dear, as we come into thy throne room as well as into the hearts,
天父，今天早上我们到你的施恩宝座前。
You are the one who loves us.
你就是那一位爱我们的神。
And accepts us.
你接受我。
Lord, this morning, the desire of our heart is that our people will begin to understand this tremendous love.
今天早上，还我要向你祈求，叫这些弟兄姐妹的诚恳，愿意更抓住你的爱，更认识你的爱，以帮助他们。
We'll learn how to turn to you.
让我们学习怎么样，凡事都转向你，都来依靠你。
That we'll worship you with their love as you love them.
不是只有你爱我，也让我用我的爱来回报，来敬拜你。
Holy Spirit, we need your help.
圣灵，这个时候我们需要你的帮助。
In our humanity, we fail.
在我们的人性里面，我们常常会失败。
So many times we take another route instead of to our Savior.
有时候呢，我们常常会找别的答案，而不去找我们的救主。
Oh, help us, Lord, that we might become so accustomed to turning to you to find the comfort and cheer that comes from the heart of God.
帮助我们这些弟兄姐妹，我们的这样的意愿，从今天开始，我们只有专向。你只有仰望你，我们定我们的心意，只有寻求你。
We see your love as our people love one another.
我们从教会看到人彼此的相爱，我们就看到你的爱。
And we're so deeply grateful for.
我们为这个教会彼此的爱来感谢。
But may it become a true reality to each one, Lord.
但是我们要每一个弟兄姐妹真的是抓住你的爱，真的是很真实的在我们的生命里面。
To know the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
认识主耶稣基督你对我们的恩典。
To sense your presence.
真的是领受到你自己的同在。
To understand how much we mean to you.
了解到我们在你眼中的宝贝。
How much you want to use us for your glory and for your honor.
让我们领会原来你那么的乐意的用我们来荣耀你自己。
Don't let us just stand on the fringes, but oh, help us to be what you want us to be.
主啊，不要让我们就这样子耽搁停在那里，让我们成为你要我们成为的人。
We're grateful for everyone that's here, Lord.
我们为每一个在你面前寻求的弟兄姐妹感谢。
We have learned to love them.
我们愿意学习来多爱，我们彼此多相爱。
But this cannot even be one drop in the bucket compared to the love that you have for us.
但是我们人所付出的爱，就像海水的一滴一样。跟你的爱比起来实在是太小，所以愿你的爱来滋润他们。
A love that is so happy when we come home to be with you.
让我们有这样的期待，期待有一天我们跟你见面的时候，我们就那么的喜乐。
A love that says, "Fear not, I'll take care of."
这个爱会激励我们愿意跟你见面，这个爱激励我们不要害怕。
Until we can learn to wait and to trust and put our confidence in you.
这个爱会帮助我们学习，在情况来的时候，我们等候，我们用我们的心来信靠你。
If there's any unbelievers, Lord, we ask you to help them to want to find this love of Jesus.
如果今天当中有还没有确定、还没有认识你的朋友，我们就恳求你用你的爱吸引他们来认识你。
Lord, when we say we love you, It's only from the human heart that is so weak, and sometimes it seems like we just don't know how to express ourselves.
有时候我们对你说，主啊，我愿意爱你，我爱你，可是我们不晓得我们自己在说什么，我们有时候很软弱，我们不晓得有什么可以爱你。
But when you say you love us,
但是当你对我们说你爱我的时候，
it comes from the very source of love.
我知道是从你的爱的根源告诉我的。
We cannot take it in sometimes, Lord.
有时候我们好像吸收不进去。
But we're asked in the Holy Spirit to help us.
但是我们求圣灵这个时候帮助每一个人。
To accept your love and accept being accepted by you.
接受你的爱，而且接受这个事实，我们是被神所爱、所悦纳的。
Help that weak one. That one, Lord, that has failed so many things.
如果我们当中
has no confidence in
有软弱的、就求主你特别的安慰，求主你特别的提拔。
Help them to recognize how much you love them.
一样的，让软弱中的弟兄姐妹认识到你多爱他们。
Now, Holy Spirit, we have to leave this in your hands.
我们就把这些弟兄姐妹的意愿就交给圣灵来帮助。
That you work in each of our hearts.
对每一个人的心做工。
Expressing and understanding your love.
表达你的爱，让他们理解你的爱。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen. Amen.
God bless you this morning.
Amen. 好不好？我们刚才那首歌《主我敬拜你》，好，我们再把它唱一次。